What were your thoughts and your reaction to the debut of Hard Knocks?
Well, I had an opportunity to view it at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, and you know, my focus was about competitive advantage, giving our opponents potential competitive advantage, and I thought that NFL Network and their producers and the producers at HBO did a wonderful job, because there wasn't anything there that I was concerned about, and really that was my focus and will be my focus throughout the whole entire show.
Any chance of rocking the mustache again?
Oh, man. Zing, one. 92-9, 1-0. I got it.
Can you talk a little bit?
I doubt it. Okay? I doubt it, but that was good.
Can you talk a little bit about hazing this time at camp, worse or less than last year? We saw a little bit last night on Hard Knocks.
You know, we have a no hazing policy, and you know, what you see is that we do ask our guys to all get up and give one performance during training camp, and if it's a good performance, they may have to do it two or three times. For example, last year, Levine Tololo, he was quite the musician, and he got about four opportunities to get up there and sing. You know, that's just part of being an Atlanta Falcon is having your separate locker room and having an opportunity to sing or perform. I thought some of the guys did a great job. Some of them need some work to do.
One more workout, this team, you feel like it's ready to get out there and face the Dolphins on Friday night?
Well, I know we're ready to play a game and go through the whole sequencing as a coaching staff and as players and going through substitution patterns. I think we're ready. Again, we don't have our entire package put in, so we've got to limit what we're going to be able to do, and there'll be no game planning, but we're anxious and excited about getting out there on Friday night.
Yeah. Do you switch up the rotations from the past? I know y'all doing things differently. I'm not assuming the starters will just play the one series like they have in the past.
We've had a couple of meetings in regards to what we're going to do. We haven't finalized the rotation, but I think that it will be something that you guys are familiar with. I think it's very important for us to evaluate the young players. We're going to go out there and play to win. We want to win every time we go out there. But we have to get work with our veterans as well. That's part of training camp. You know, it's a fine line every time you go out there on the field about how much is enough work, how much is too much work, and how much is not enough work. You worry about injuries and exposing your guys to that, but you've got to go out there and work. So it's a fine line.
How much will getting some game film of some of these guys kind of give you an indication of where they are?
It's going to go a long ways, because you don't practice and really get a true evaluation. When you play a game, there's 22 guys between those 53 and the third yards, and they're out there competing against each other. Everyone else is standing on the sideline. There's nobody behind them to talk to them about move over to the right, move over to the left, give me this, give me that. They're out there playing the game. So it's probably the only way you get a true evaluation. I'm sure there's some guys that have done some really good things in practice that are going to have some issues. There's going to be some guys that have struggled in practice that maybe do better in the game.
Coach, who are you looking at for Friday that maybe you've seen out here and want to see them against another piece of competition than what they have?
I want to see our whole rookie class, for sure. I want to see them get out and compete. These guys have really worked hard. We've spent extra time in the off season with them, and we want to see how they go out and compete. There's going to be a number of guys that are going to be vying for substantial playing time. In the regular season, they're going to help us win a lot of games. So want to see that. Want to see some of these guys that played a lot of snaps last year, were forced to play a lot of snaps, and get an opportunity to see them against someone else, someone wearing a different color jersey and really playing football.
What kind of competition have you been seeing from the backup quarterbacks?
Excuse me?
The backup quarterbacks to be the number two guy behind Ryan. What kind of competition?
I think it's been every day. It's been very competitive. It's been one day there'll be a lead by one of them, the next day there'll be a lead by the other. I think it's important that those two have an opportunity to get an equal number of snaps, at least in practice, And then in this first and probably second preseason game, and that I think we'll be able to make a determination after the first two games on who's going to get the first reps in that third preseason game.
Julio Jones, how did he look this preseason, this today, and how the plan for the preseason games for Julio?
Well, Julio's looked fantastic. We've got him on a prescription of a set number of plays every other day. We've said that we would do that for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp, and then we would make a determination on whether we would change it by upping his snaps or taking his snaps down or going to every day or maybe every third day. Those are things that we want to get a little bit more information. But when he's been out there playing with Matt and Roddy and the rest of the guys, it doesn't look like they've missed a step.